The writer to the Hebrews said, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword." The book of Hebrews chapter 4 and in verse 12. Keeping that in mind this evening, we turn our attention to the words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem, according to chapter 1 and verse 1 of that book, the book of Ecclesiastes. But especially this evening, our study focuses on Ecclesiastes chapter 12. If you'd like to turn there, you'll be in the right place for our study this evening. One of the things that you might notice about the very first verse is the word remember, because it's the first word in the verse. You probably know the verse, don't you? Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. This text, this chapter, helps us to remember. Remember who? Remember when? Remember how? And remember why? Those are the four things we're looking at tonight. That's the focus of this study. Let's explore. First of all, remember who? Remember now thy Creator. Need to do that, don't we? You need to do that. I need to do that. In the beginning, God created, didn't he? The heavens and the earth, Genesis 1 and in verse 1. In Genesis 1 and in verse 26, the Bible says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them." When you read this volume, you just can't get away from that. God created. In Genesis 5 and in verse 1, records this is a book of the generation of Adam. But listen to the rest of that. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Good to remember. The Lord said in Genesis 7 and in verse 6, "I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air. For it repented me that I have made them." Did you get that? I have made them. We're told in the scriptures to lift up our eyes. Will you do that? Will you lift up your eyes this evening and behold, and what you will behold is, who hath created these things that bringeth out their hosts by number? He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for he is strong in power. Not one faileth. Isaiah said in Isaiah 40 and verse 26. We're told in the book of Ephesians chapter 3 and in verse 9 that God created all things by Jesus Christ. Paul to the Colossians went on to explain that even further and said, "For by him were all things created, that are in heaven, that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things," now get that, "all things were created by him and for him." That's the book of Colossians chapter 1 and in verse 16. Remember who? Thy Creator. You know, we're told that about 81% of adults, U.S. adults that is, believe in God. I was kind of surprised at that number when I read that. I thought it might be considerably less. But you know, people's concept of God is different in a lot of areas. But according to Mr. Gallup, that does all these things in the Gallup News, 81% of U.S. adults believe in God. But believe it or not, that number is down what it used to be. It's down from 87% in 2017. And that's the lowest percentage in a downward trend that's been occurring since 1944, I understand. Where will that go? I don't know. But I do know this, because the scripture tells me, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. We need to get a hold of that, and we need to share that with our family and our kids, our grandkids and our great-grandkids, don't we? And others. Psalm 14 and in verse 1. Remember who? Remember now thy Creator. But remember when? Now. See that? Do you see it? There it is. Remember now thy Creator. When do you need to remember your Creator? Right now. Right now. Well, maybe later. Maybe when I get old, right? People say those kind of things. When I have some kind of a hardship and I need that. There's all kind of things that happen, right? I suggest to you that it's now that we need to remember God. And in your life, it's now. And then in my life, it's now. It's not later. Now. But this goes back to the verses that we heard read. Thank you for that. Chapter 11, verse 9. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth. Walk in the ways of thine heart and the sight of thine eyes, and know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. Therefore remove sorrow from thy heart and put away evil from thy flesh, for childhood and youth are vanity. That just means it's fleeting. Doesn't last long. That's all that means. Rejoice, O young man. So remember now thy Creator, but also in the days of your youth. Got some young people here, don't we? And when do you grow out of that, by the way? You know, one time they used to say about us, we were young people. And you know what we are now? We're the old people. We've all changed a little bit, haven't we? 33 years ago when I moved here, things were a little different, right? Had a little more hair. Well, you look a little different too. I look a little different. But that's the way it goes. In the days of thy youth, you know, parents would do well to remember the words of Proverbs 22 and verse 6. Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Train up who? A child. The youth. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, he said. You can do that. You can have a good time in your youth. You need to remember something while you're out there having a good time, if you will. There'll be a judgment. Just remember that. They'll help keep you straight. What you do, help you decide what to say, where to go, and what to do. Remove that sorrow from your heart and put away evil from your flesh. Realize that that youth is not permanent. You won't always be young. One day you'll turn around and you'll be old if you live long enough. Remember now thy Creator, in the days of your youth. Would you think about that, young people? Remembering God now, while you're young, no better time to do it. You know, Obadiah affirmed, and this is in 1 Kings 18 and in verse 12. He said, I, thy servant, fear the Lord from my youth. That's a good passage. I fear the Lord from my youth. When you say that, what a great thing to be able to say. The text says childhood and youth are vanity. We've seen that, haven't we, in our lives? You know, Paul told Timothy, let no man despise thy youth. You know what that means? Literally despise you for your youth. Some so translate it that way. Despise you for your youth. But be thou an example of the believers in word. That's in what you say. In conversation. That's your conduct. In charity, that's in your love. In spirit, in faith, in purity, 1 Timothy 4 and in verse 12. People don't have to look down on you because you're a young person. You can be a great example of a young person. They can respect and admire you because how you conduct yourself. Remember thy Creator. Remember where you came from. Now, in the days of your youth. Because youth is fleeting. Remember what David in Psalm 37, 25 wrote? You'll like this. And I know you know what it says when I read it. I have been young, and now I'm old. Anybody else here kind of feel like that? Some of us do, don't we? I have been young, and now I'm old. I remember years and years ago, I was just a kid. But we knew a fellow that was having, the family was having a 100th birthday party for him. He's turning 100 years old. And I remember my dad going up to him and saying something about, how does it feel to be 100? His response was, it just seemed like yesterday I was a kid. Isn't that what's this saying? Much the same thing in it. I have been young and now I'm old. Doesn't that say it all? One day you're the young people, the next day you're the old people. One day you're having your children, and now like us, we're having our great-grandchildren. Now, I don't know what's wrong with everybody else. Everybody else we know in our age groups having their grandchildren. We got a head start. We've got two more greats on the way, by the way. We need to remember before the evil days come. I think I heard in the reading, difficult days. That's why they're called evil. You know, days can get pretty difficult, can't they? As the years come and go, things change. And they can... I know you're experiencing some of this in some of your families, aren't you? I know you are, several of you. With parents, grandparents, different ones. Relatives, friends. They've gotten older, and it's really, life's got to become very difficult for them. And the years can draw nigh when you say, I don't have any pleasure in life anymore. I don't know how many times I've heard people say over the years, I don't know why. I don't know why I'm still here. I don't know why I'm still here. I just want to go. I just want to die. And that's hard. That's hard. But you know, you become, you kind of understand that when you understand this verse, don't you? The evil days come, the years draw nigh. And we might just say, I don't have any pleasure in my days anymore. Now, these difficult days are described. And I'm going to read to you from a couple different places to paint the picture. And I think it's the overall picture that we're really after here. First of all, from 2 to 5, listen to these dark, difficult, troublesome days that lie ahead, that some people are already in them. While the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain, in the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble and the strong men shall bow themselves and the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look out of the windows be darkened, and the door shall be shut in the streets when the sound of the grinding is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of a bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. Now let me read it to you again. Remember him before your legs, the guards of your house, start to tremble, and before your shoulders, the strong men stoop. Remember him before your teeth, your few remaining servants stop grinding, and before your eyes, the women looking through the windows see dimly. Remember him before the door of life opportunities is closed and the sound of work fades. Now you rise at the first chirping of the birds, but then all the sounds will grow faint. Remember him before you become fearful of falling and worry about dangers in the street, before your hair turns white like an almond tree in bloom, and the grasshopper drags itself along and desires on no longer are stirred. Then people go to their eternal home and mourners go about the streets. That's the picture. That's the picture. Difficult. Troublesome. Remember God before that. Some people wait till then. The scripture says, remember God in the days of your youth before. We need to do that. And after these days come, somebody says, what's next? Well, let's read. He'll tell us. Verse 6 and 7. Wherever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the well broken at the cistern, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. You see, after these days, we know what's coming. Death comes. That's the picture. Silver cord loosed, golden bowl broken, pitcher broken at the fountain, wheel broken at the cistern. Death. What is death? The dust returned to the earth as it was, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. Death is a separation, isn't it? Because the Hebrew writer said, it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this cometh the judgment, Hebrews 9 and in verse 27. Don't say one of these days. Have you ever said that? We probably all have, haven't we? One of these days, because one of these days your spirit shall return to God who gave it. Remember why. Verse 13, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Remember how, rather, by hearing the conclusion of the whole matter. Remember how. You know, that is also translated the end of the matter. The end of the matter. In other words, the end of the matter is this. You begin at the first of the book and you get over to the end. Now, what's the end of the matter? Here it is. Here's the end of the matter. Fear God. Keep His commandments. The rendering of the NASB, I think, is interesting here. It says this: the conclusion when everything has been heard is fear God and keep His commandments, because this applies to every person. It does, doesn't it? Apply to you? Sure. Apply to me? Absolutely. Applies to every one of us. Fear God, keep His commandments. Similar, Moses told Israel that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God to keep all His statutes and His commandments which I command thee, in Deuteronomy 6 and in verse 2. And we all remember near the end of this volume, in the book of Revelation 22 and verse 14, blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Remember how. That's three. By hearing the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments. And then how, or why rather, sorry, why? For God shall bring, verse 14, every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be bad. That's why. It's a good reason, isn't it? Now, go back for just a minute. Remember now thy Creator. Why? Don't kids ask that? Don't young people ask that kind of thing? Why? We're going, why? Well, we just a lot of times said because, didn't we? Because. But here, for God shall bring every work into judgment. That's why. And I find it interesting that he starts with, in verse 1 of chapter 12, remember God, and now he's concluding with for God. F-O-R, for God. Remember God, for God will. See, something's going to happen. Get the picture? Get the picture? The chapter starts and ends with God. Truly, we must remember God. We must remember our Creator. You might forget about God, but you know what? You can probably finish this before I can say it. He won't forget about you. That's the point. Somewhere along the line, we think maybe we've got lost. In God's mind, He don't know anything about us. Remember God, for God will. See, you and I will both be judged. All of us. John saw it. He saw how it's going to be. I saw the dead, the small and the great, stand before God, and the books were open. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. That's the book of Revelation, chapter 20, verses 12 and 13. There you have it. Four simple points. The who, when, how, and why. of Ecclesiastes chapter 12. And the key word is, you got it, remember. Won't you remember these things? Thank you for listening. Paul told the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 6 and in verse 2, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." 2 Corinthians 6, 2 again. Did you notice that word? The word is now. Now. It's not even